import its water via aqueduct from elsewhere, hot mineral water from Hierapolis, or fresh cold water from Colossae. The trouble was, by the time the water from either city made it to Laodicea, it had lost the qualities that made it remarkable. The hot water was no longer hot. The cold water was no longer cold. The Laodiceans were left with all the lukewarm water they could drink. Surely they wished their water was one or the other, either hot or cold. There isn't much use for lukewarm water. I suspect that the meaning of the Lord's warning was clear to the Laodiceans. He wished his people were hot like the salubrious waters of Hierapolis, or cold like the refreshing waters of Colossae. Instead, their discipleship was unremarkable. The point of this story is that where we stand influences how we read and ultimately apply the Bible. In the revivalist traditions of North American Christianity, the text reads as a warning against nominal Christian commitment. Eugene Peterson explains what this interpretation demanded of the religious leaders of his youth and mine. High on every pastor's agenda was keeping people on fire for Jesus, worship in general, and the sermon